Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world, but if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Business marketing is a profession with lots and lots of marketing skills that you need to learn and you need to practice and you need to deploy. I'm recording this the end of a long week. I've been deploying those business marketing skills all week, and you know what? I'm a bit exhausted. But that's not enough. Apparently, business marketers also need sales skills as well. So says Charlie Wyman, who is the founder of Curious B2B Marketing and who joins me now. Charlie, welcome back to our podcast. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. It's really nice to be back again.
Great to have you back. Before we dive into the exhausting subject of sales skills for business marketers, tell us a bit about Curious B2B Marketing.
Curious B2B Marketing is essentially a training, consulting and coaching business that works with not exclusively, but typically engineering science and tech businesses to help them get more sales from their marketing efforts through sort of training, coaching and consulting. So yeah, my whole thing is all about like helping marketers understand how they can get more sales from what it is that they're doing, increase their confidence so that it benefits the bottom line and stakeholders love it.
So you sound like the exact person we need to speak to on this topic. So I'm really glad to have you here. So I have to say, sales skills for business marketers, it just sounds a bit exhausting, but maybe we need to unpack it a little bit. What sort of sales skills do you think business marketers need?
It's a really, really good question, because I think when a lot of people hear sales skills, you think, oh, I need to go on a sales course and I need to learn all of the intricacies of sales, which isn't really what I'm talking about. It's more, in one way, it's the psychology of selling. Okay. And also the skills to be able to ask powerful questions that get people to take action. And I've trained a lot of sales teams that don't have these skills, or they don't have the confidence necessarily to ask certain questions. But these skills are really, really beneficial to marketers, because they help marketers work better with sales teams and also help marketers communicate more effectively with their audience, so that their audience is much more likely to take action and then move down that sort of sales journey.
Okay. So we're marketers. Why do we need those skills?
Well, so I feel quite strongly about this, because I basically went from a role, I was in 6 years in a role where I was the global head of sales and marketing. So I was responsible for a sales team and I was also responsible for a marketing team. And I loved that job, and we generated a lot of sales on not a huge marketing budget. And we were able to be quite nimble and we had a lot of fun doing it. And then I moved to a role where I was the head of marketing, working with a head of sales that lived in a different country. And that added a whole new dynamic to the role and what was involved. So when I started my business, I started doing a lot of LinkedIn training because it was something that everybody wanted. And at the time, and this was 6 years ago, nobody really knew me from a marketing strategy point of view. So I thought, right, I'll start by doing this. But the process of that basically got me to understand the challenges that a lot of businesses faced in a much bigger way. And it's always that battle between the sales team and the marketing team. And also I ended up doing a lot of coaching with sort of senior marketers, so like marketing managers, marketing directors, and they were really struggling to communicate the value that marketing was delivering to the board because the board didn't really care about what the marketing team was doing.
Okay.
That and also is the fact that marketing's commonly seen as a supporting function rather than a leading function in some businesses. And the engineer in me, so I studied engineering, not marketing. I accidentally fell into a marketing role. So the engineer in me is like, right, okay, so this is a problem that we need to solve. How do we solve this problem? And then I started thinking about how I got into sales and marketing in the first place. And it was all about asking questions. And it was about learning the psychology of sales and applying that into the marketing, which then got us a lot more results.
So the argument is kind of predicated on sales and marketing need to get on better.
And 100%, yes.
Marketers need to have an understanding of some of the skills that the sales people would need, which I get, absolutely. It kind of raises a couple of other thoughts for me. So presumably, because I was quite interested in the sorts of skills that you talked about when you described the sort of skills that marketers need to have from sales, because they're all skills that actually marketers probably should have to do marketing,
Almost
regardless of the sales team. I'm kind of thinking to myself, okay, I can see how those skills would be really useful in sales in a kind of face-to-face interaction or over the phone or kind of live with the client, but they're also skills that be useful when you're producing video or podcasts or written content for a mass market, right?
Yeah, because it's not an either-or situation. It's a beneficial role. And I think the more marketers can get involved in the sales process, the more they can empathize with the challenges that sales teams face, the better relationships that they're going to have with the sales team. And also then the more empathy sales teams are going to have with marketers. Because one of the things that I do teach a lot of marketers is how to say no, but in a really positive way, because and like for anybody listening, like Dave's laughing at this, and we're both having a little sort of sly chuckle.
That's every day of my life, I think. But yeah,
it's the case, isn't it? It's just like you're constantly bombarded by requests from everybody else because they are following their own agenda. They've got their own objectives.
Reasonable requests. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the business will always be like, you know what? Like, yeah, it's sales takes priority over marketing. Mm-hmm. But I've always seen it's like marketing. In one way, it is there to support sales. But actually, if we reframe it and we look at marketing is there to enable sales. Mm-hmm. And the more that marketers can learn about, you know, what are the customer sales objections? You know, how can we preempt those objections earlier on in the process so that the sales process can be a lot slicker, a lot more seamless, and move forwards a lot faster? You know, like how can we use these insights directly from the customers in our marketing so that more people are going to take action, so that more results are going to be demonstrated, and also so that we're not going to create as much friction because we're making assumptions. And I think that's I do have a bit of a soapbox issue with with the fact that so many marketers working in companies have never spoken to a customer. They've got no idea what's important to the customers, what their goals are, what their challenges are on a personal level as well as on a business level. Because that's the most fun thing for me in business marketing. You're not just dealing with business goals. You're dealing with human goals, like individual goals. You know, there is a person working in every single business. There is a person behind a job title, behind a LinkedIn profile. And the more that we can understand how to influence and persuade from a sales point of view, the more effective the marketing is going
to
be.
You think, though, to be devil's advocate, you're just talking about account-based marketing, aren't you? You're talking about, you know, marketing into the sales team. So perhaps it applies very much in your world of kind of the technology sector, but maybe not more broadly.
I do think it does apply more broadly. And I've worked with marketing teams that are not account-based marketers. But I think it's things like, you know, when the sales team are going, oh, I need another brochure.
Yeah.
I do have a soapbox conversation about brochures.
You have a lot of soapboxes in there.
I do. I think it's because I grew up with engineers. I studied engineering. I've always worked and lived with engineers. And the marketing function, I mean, to be fair, sales as well, isn't always perceived in a favorable manner for that particular group of people, but mainly because they just don't understand it. They don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the role that it plays. And again, they think of it as a supportive role. But it's like, you know, but if a salesperson's like, oh, I need another brochure, like for me, that's a signal that the salesperson doesn't have the skills that they need to win that sale. So instead of the marketing team going, okay, right, I'm going to make you another brochure, or I'm going to stop doing what I know is important to make you another brochure, if they've got the confidence and the sales skills, they're going, actually, you don't need another sales brochure. If your customer's asking for a brochure, what you need to do is you need to ask better questions to understand what they're looking for in a brochure that you haven't already given them. And to be able to approach it with a challenge that helps them support sales in a better way.
Okay. I'm going to try and push back one more time. So is it a reasonable ask, Charlie? Isn't business marketing is difficult enough, right? Without adding a whole bunch of other skills that we need to develop from a sales perspective.
To be honest, I feel free to challenge me on this. I actually think the hardest thing about business marketing is managing expectations with the sales team and with stakeholders that don't understand marketing.
Okay.
I actually think business marketing is incredibly enjoyable and fun and can be really successful when done right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm on board. So can you give us an example of business marketers using those sales skills to good effect? Show us how it kind of works well.
So I suppose the best example, I would prefer giving examples of how I've directly used it myself in the past.
Then you should go ahead and do that.
You know, because otherwise I'm talking through my clients, but I used to sell laser scanning technology to the surveying and mining industry many years ago. And we had an opportunity to start selling to the police and their forensics and collision investigation departments. So we did what every bootstrapped company did and what every other competitor did as well, was we applied the same marketing to a different audience. We just changed some images around and tried to make it a bit more targeted. And it wasn't landing, it wasn't working. But because we were going to the events and we were actually speaking to the police, we were speaking to these collision investigators, we were actually able to understand the fact that they didn't want this technology. They were afraid of change. They were being sold something that they didn't want. They had to have, they didn't want, and they had to make a decision which manufacturer they were going to go for. So we just thought, well, let's just take a step back and let's just listen to what the customers are saying to us and understand the problem from their point of view, and also understand who did they pay attention to, like what behavioral characteristics did they have. And then we went back to the office and we were like, right, okay, cool. So we need to rejig this a little bit. So we can't rely on what we've always done in the past because their language was different. They didn't talk about LIDAR. They talked about laser scanning. Right. They didn't talk about points per second and speed and accuracy and precision. They talked about, you know, being able to get home out of the rain or having to manage angry drivers when they're being held up in traffic and things like that. So we set up discussion groups and forum. We actually, it was a Joomla website. It was years ago, a Joomla website for a forum for collision investigators. And it was all like, we stripped out any like manufacturer based branding. We made it really, really neutral. We made it all about the police. And we just positioned ourselves as the helpful company that answered questions and that helped them understand how they can adopt that technology. And then we changed all of the language in all of the materials that we were sending out. We worked together with the sales team to look at the emails and about how that sequence funneled through. We looked at all the questions and the objections that they were having. And I mean, there were lots of different components to it, but we were part of those conversations from an early stage. And we won 93% of that contract, that Department for Transport budget. And we were going up against competition where their marketing budget was the same as our annual revenue. Wow. They had big sales teams.
Wow. Can you put a kind of skills lens on that? Because I get the concept that actually this was triggered by your team kind of being face to face with the client in a conference environment. But actually, that's not enough, is it? Right? You've got to, and you kind of mentioned empathy before. I wonder if you can just kind of unpack that a little bit for us and help us understand the sorts of skills that need to be used there.
I think, to be honest, in a nutshell, it's twofold. The skills are about asking the right questions at the right time and being able to listen and interpret the response and understand how to then apply that in the marketing materials at what stage. So for me, it's about listening and asking questions and like relationship building. And I think it kind of goes back to that point where so many marketers are so up against it in terms of the expectation that lies on their shoulders. They've got, you know, constantly having to justify everything that they're doing. They're constantly trying to sort of like meet the needs of the sales team, meet the needs of the CFO, meet the needs of the CEO. And not all marketers are actually able to develop their own skill set and say, right, okay, I believe that this is what we need to do in order to be really effective. I'm going to go away and do that. And then they get like really, really distracted. Whereas again, it's like sometimes sales skills don't just apply from selling something to an end customer. You need those sales skills to be able to sell the value that marketing is delivering to the CEO, to the CFO, understand what language they're using to talk about their goals and their challenges. And, you know, this in the work that I do with sort of senior marketing leaders, it's that like, if you want to keep your $8,000 a month PR budget, you know, just going in and talking about how many people you've reached isn't going to cut the mustard. You know, that's not going to keep that budget. You need to understand what are the questions that the CEO and the CFO and other board members have, what's important to them, and also what do they need to see from you to show them that things are moving forwards or working towards that successful metric. So it's, I think for me, it's just about understanding needs, but also in the language of the people that need those things.
That's a good, really good articulation of what we need to do. So how do we go about doing it? How do we go about acquiring these skills? And clearly, option one is to take advantage of the very reasonable services of Curious B2B Marketing. Maybe there are a few other options as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, I would be delighted to work with more people on this because it's something I get a lot of joy from doing it. And I find that when I work with people, they get a lot of joy from doing it. So they can actually do more of what they love rather than this kind of firefighting, overwhelmed sort of status. But in a nutshell, it's like be more curious, just in general, like be more curious, ask people why. Don't just listen to what somebody's asking for and say, okay, cool, I'm going to just do that. Understand why they need what they need, how it's going to achieve their objectives, and then also how it fits in with yours as well. Because it's that like everything you say yes to as a marketer, you have to say no to something else. So are you saying no to that thing that you know is the best thing to do just to placate somebody? Or are they both working together towards the same goal? And for me, the best way to learn these skills is to read books on psychology and behavioral science, but specifically find something that you yourself are interested in and then learn from others that have asked questions and been curious in the past. And what I mean by that is that like my interest is in sports psychology and sports performance. I was a terrible manager back in the day. Somebody had actually offered me an entry-level marketing position, and I was a terrible manager. I was that sort of stereotypical engineer that was very much driven by logic and reason. Emotion didn't play a part in anything, and I couldn't understand why people weren't doing what I'd asked them to do. I believe everything happens for a reason. I was hit by a car, and I had to stop rowing because I was competitively rowing at the time, and the club paid for me to do a rowing coaching qualification. And for me, that was transformative because it enabled me to start thinking about from somebody else's point of view and to be able to ask questions that get people to do different things and also to understand that people respond in different ways. So learning how to be a coach is a phenomenal skill to have, or like learning coaching skills so you can coach yourself on things like that as well is truly transformative. But also I started reading books on like like Winning by Clive Woodward it's an oldie, but it's really, really good. Clive Woodward was a businessman that was brought in to transform England rugby. And, you know, just what he talks about in that book, for me, it's like a business masterclass disguised as a sort of sports book. You know, like all of the stuff that Dave Brailsford does with British Cycling, how he's transformed that team, you know, Alex Ferguson, you know, from Manchester United, like what he's done. So for me, I'm genuinely interested in sports psychology and sports performance. So I always used to read lots of books because it helped me with that interest, but then I applied that learning at work. There's a book called Influence and another book called Persuasion by a psychologist called Robert Cialdini. And it's a book that I recommend to anybody in business, in sales or in marketing, because it's all about the psychology of persuasion and influence. And it's just full of gold. I did a neuroscience course last year, just to understand more about the science around how the brain works and, you know, sort of the biology of the body and how different things influence. That was really fascinating. And there's so much learning that you can take. And there's also a lot of content out there about it as well. There's a lot of free content. There are a lot of books. There are a lot of courses. Rory Sutherland as well. I mean, he's like one of my sort of marketing heroes. I could listen to him talk for hours and hours and hours. But if you actually listen to some of the things that he says, it's all embedded in curiosity. It's all about, you know, psychology and understanding what people genuinely care about. So for me, there's a lot of free resources out there that you can tap into. But you've got to be genuinely interested in it. It's not something that you think, okay, cool, well, I've got, you know, I'm working 40 hours a week. Wouldn't it be nice? You know, I'm working 40 hours a week in this role. I haven't got time to read anything else. If you're genuinely interested in it, you'll read it when you're going to work, or you'll read it, you know, when you're in the gym, or you'll find a way to read it. So, yeah.
Yeah, good shout. And if people want to reach out to you, Charlie, what should they do?
Oh, well, I've got an email newsletter. So my email newsletter is all about commercial curiosity. So it's asking questions, but looking at why asking these questions is so important and how you can use them to drive more sales in the business. So if you go to curiousb2bmarketing.com, you can sign up to the newsletter there. And then I just post all my content mainly on LinkedIn. So yeah, either go to my website or have a look on LinkedIn. Because you can find me there.
Charlie Wyman, founder of Curious B2B Marketing. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Charlie Wyman. And thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.